4SKD, listen.
W Mobile, almost at my destination. We'll let you know that your signal's coming through fine.
KC4SKD here, named Larry. Just figured I'd say if anybody's...
Ben, as in Benjamin, out of Simpsonville, South Carolina, KO4ZW. And, I've been in the car for about, I don't know, 45 minutes now. Almost home.
Benjamin, KO4ZEW. I hope I got that right. I've got a couple minutes, and I got to get out myself. I'm out running errands today, taking the last of my vacation time.
Call sign, correct? And, I just got back from the dentist, and ready to come home and have some lunch and mess with some stuff, yeah.
More Christmas shopping, and got to go home and look at the car. Check engine light came on, so I got to see if I can run the scan on it, see if I can figure out how serious that is.
Check wallet light. Sounds like you got the ODP2 scanner, so I hope it's not too bad.
I think it's something to do with the gas cap or the charcoal canister, something like that. But anyway, it's some of them, when the check engine light comes on, it's a lot more serious. You need to stop driving it. But some of them, you know, you can go a little longer. But I don't like to have light on for any reason.
The most common things are, like you said, the gas cap with the fuel pressure and the oxygen sensor or sensors, which are they're a little pricey, but you can change them out yourself.
We've got three vehicles. The most recent one is 02, so they all got over 200,000 miles, so you can expect things are going to start happening to them.
Well, I'm at home. I'm going to sign off. Hope everything works out for you. It's not too serious on that check wallet light. And KO4ZEW, I'll be clear on your file.
Hope you have a good rest of your day. KC4SKD, I'm clear.